available.
Night with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. As I am so fond of saying, I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, everybody's invited to this holiday party because this is it before Christmas. Will there be the present of a tax deal? How about this? The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, for all his bluster, caved in to massive criticism from people in his party, the Republican Party, and others outside of it, and agrees to a short-term deal to extend a payroll tax cut for 160 million Americans, probably many of you listening to me right now. So what does it all mean? Again, I will say this. You have to remember, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Since we're bleeding to the tune of $15 trillion, where does the money come from? And it's easy to say, that's okay, I need that $40 in that check. But at what cost, especially if you're nearing retirement age and they're pilfering Social Security? But here's the bottom line. It's an about-face, a complete about-face, and a way that the Republicans cowtailed to the Democrats, backpedaling and handing a victory to President Obama and the rest of his friends. And, of course, John Boehner said, look, we fought the good fight. Why not do the right thing for the American people, even though it's not exactly what we want? So would you say Boehner's backing out is a cowardly move, or would you give him courage for what he said? I'll say again, the exact quote, we have fought the good fight. Why not do the right thing for the American people, even though it's not exactly what we want? So this allows Boehner, because there's this rare procedure, the House could hold a simple voice vote on Friday, which is what they're going to do. You only need a few members to be present, and it frees Republicans from having to cast any kind of recorded vote, so they won't have to do that. The Senate would also vote on Friday. That means that allows Boehner to, like I said, slam this bill through, even though there's opposition to this still. So he talked about it on Thursday in a conference call. There was no questions that could be asked. He just said what was going on and cut this deal. Very similar to what happened in the Senate. They did the same kind of a call, and that's how they were able to come up with the two-month Band-Aid that they pushed through in the first place. How about that? So this is a win for the president, without a doubt, because constantly he was pushing for Boehner to do the deal. And he said he wanted Congress to work together, extend the cut, and the unemployment insurance, push that forward into 2012 without any kind of delay or drama. So I think there was massive drama, and I think there was delay on this, but there's not going to be any interruption. So when you get a check heading into 2012 and it's $25, $40 more every 2 weeks, you'll get that $1,000 a year tax increase for the average person. Of course, it varies depending on how much you make. But the bottom line is, we're back into the same business of robbing Peter to pay Paul. I knew there was a reason when I was a kid I would be fascinated by hearing that phrase. Maybe it was a teacher, or maybe it was someone in my family, but I remember that I would hear that a lot. Robbing Peter to pay Paul, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And this is the classic example of doing that. But it is absolutely a win for the Democrats. In the end, the problem also still becomes, though, the same thing. It's just a Band-Aid. And that's all we ever seem to get out of Washington. Why, knowing this for a year, wasn't there some kind of a deal made in the first place? Wasn't there some kind of thought as to where was the money coming from? Why didn't that happen before it was the ninth hour and it was too late? You know, the clock was ticking. Wow. All right, coming up at the later in this hour, we have some interesting things, including a conversation with somebody that you'll be very interested in listening to. If you're getting ready to retire, or if you're younger, or even somewhere in between, and you're kind of confused by contributions to IRAs, you know, you plunk away a little bit of money and you open up a savings account, and then you decide you got to go a step further and think about retirement when you're 30, and you end up getting a traditional IRA, let's say from Scott Trade or one of the others, and now you don't understand the whole tax situation. Well, Mike Bonacorsi will explain it all to you. A lot of fun to talk with Bonacorsi, and we'll go through a couple of different things that you need to be aware of once the taxes are due, speaking of money and taxes, because this is it. This is the end of the year. And, of course, taxes aren't due till April, but this will be the cut point for whatever you're claiming, whatever you made, all that sort of stuff in this last week for your last check in another, probably the end of December for most people. And that's it. You know, you're done. Then you're starting off on a whole new year. That's why people are frantically either trying to hurry up and finish business because they want it on the books and get it done, get it out and start fresh in January, or they want to drag it out and wait until sometime in January to finish up billing or whatever it is they had so that it'll count on the new year. This is what we have to do just to avoid the tax snares that we get into. It's like a wicked web that we all have to deal with, we have to contend with. And no matter what, I've never met anybody who enjoys paying taxes. I mean, even people that get refunds. Why every year are there so many folks who are supposed to get money back who don't claim it? And that part I don't get. If you're going to get money back, why would you not claim it? Why would you not immediately be one of the first people to claim it the second you could heading into January? Fill out the paperwork, get it in. That's crazy. But I think it's just that avoidance thing that people don't even want to know. All right, we got to give you a daily salute right from the get-go here. And it's just a loose number that I happened to read about earlier in the day and conferred with a couple of people, sent a couple of text messages, and I think this number is pretty correct. In the Christmas holidays, in the giving sphere, because so many people are buying presents and the numbers are up 8%, 9% online, on foot, all that kind of stuff, people are also giving to charities because it's been a rough year, 2011, for charities. People didn't have the money to give like they did in the past. So over, maybe it's because of Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, people have been pretty generous to the Kettles and some of the others. And what I understand, in the U.S., the figure is somewhere in the neighborhood of at least $50 million in just culling a couple of charities, $50 million. And I thought that was pretty good for a couple of weeks. Not saying people who gave before, but just in the from Thanksgiving through now, $50 million. Some of your major charities are saying the millions, you know, kind of adding it all up together, including the Salvation Army, you get that figure. Not too shabby, America, trying to help out your fellow man. We're punting. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you don't get a lump of coal in your stocking. We continue to hand out our lumps of coal along the way on this show here on America Tonight. Quick reminder, I hope you're awake, alive and kicking for our Nail the Score contest coming up in the third hour. So third hour of the show, Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. Once the teams are chosen, you just have to pick a team and decide what the final score is going to be. That's it. How easy is it? It's easier than playing bingo. I get confused with bingo because people start to talk to me and I have no idea it moves so fast. And these women that play bingo, they know, and men too, I guess, they just know exactly what they're doing. They have their set up, their cards, and they're running eight cards at one time or whatever it is. I can do like two. Does that mean I have a... Does that mean I have attention deficit disorder? I'm thinking I might. I need to go and hang out with my nephew where they probably do one or two bingo cards, and he's 10, versus the pros that you find where they're just working them all over the place. And Christmas bingo is huge for a lot of people. All right, here's a quick Christmas factoid I happened to hear while watching the History Channel. There's a great show that I like called Modern Marvels. You would be surprised at the little nuggets of information that you pick up. One of them is, do you know that the ornaments that we get from China, because of course we feast on China and everything that they export to us, right? $600 million is spent at Christmas time for ornaments made, yes, in China. How about that? Of course, that doesn't explain all the other things that we're buying the rest of the year, but $600 million, I thought, was a pretty high number. The big story is, of course, what I touched on the second we cracked open the microphone, that John Boehner announced a two-month deal on the payroll tax extension. It's just a formality. Nobody gets to talk. He'll do the phone roll thing. basically informing the House that this is what's going to happen, an agreement with the Senate to renew the tax cut before it expires on December 31st. He's saying that he expects to pass a new bill by Christmas, so that renews it for those months, and then a longer measure would take some time. They could come back and work on that. And what's interesting, it also extends the jobless benefits for the millions of people who are in that situation, and it prevents doctors from absorbing a big cut in Medicare payments, because there was concern about that. Some of you might have just perked up when I said the Medicare payments. It would be cash and carry in some cases. Doctors were saying they were only going to take cash because they didn't want to be in that. They weren't going to be in that situation, period. You know, that was the end of the road. So this also is a little bit of a reprieve probably for some people. Well, throughout the year 2011, we have peppered you with some interesting opinion pieces from my pal Roger Madden. Here's his latest edition.
Yesterday, the National Labor Relations Board, known as the NLRB, approved new rules which unions say would literally revolutionize employees' right to vote in favor of union representation. Being a labor lawyer for nearly four decades and representing unions, I don't believe a word of it. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. 40 years ago, private sector unions represented 25% of the American workforce. That percentage is now less than 7 and dropping precipitously. Unions blame this on the ability of employers to use arcane NLRB procedures to impede and forestall union elections for months and in some cases years. But the fact is that these supposedly arcane procedures were enforced when the National Labor Relations Act was passed in 1936 and continued to exist when private sector unions represented nearly one-third of the entire American workforce right into the 1960s. It's easy for unions to place responsibility for their slow demise on procedural rules since it removes all blame from the real culprits, manufacturing leaving the United States and going abroad, and union incompetence, fatuousness, and its unwillingness to apply innovation and take the necessary risks both in money and structure. But so far, all that unions have done has been to use government as its instrument of change. Millions of dollars have been given to the Socialist Democratic Party's campaign coffers, and unions have received little, if anything, for this effort. Now, the Socialist Democratic NLRB has given unions something they believe is finally going to change the organizing terrain, thereby increasing union membership and, of course, the concomitant increase in union dues. Dues, of course, that will be paid to the campaign funds of Socialist Democrats. To me, it's all just wishful thinking. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, and Roger should know, as he said, 40 years of experience for being a lawyer representing many of those unions. Here's some odds and ends that I find rather interesting from the legal profession, or from the legal world anyway. How about a judge blocking some of the South Carolina immigration law, just chunks of it? I don't know that this is a surprise, same old, but the key provisions are, of course, similar to what they talked about in Arizona. The ruling actually would apply to portions that require, you got it, law enforcement people to check the status of anyone they stop for something else, and suspect they're in the country illegally. This judge, Richard Gergel, also halted the implementation of sections that would pertain to transportation of illegal immigrants and immigrant registration cards. Remember, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to rule on a challenge to the Arizona law. It's very similar in South Carolina. South Carolina prosecutors are saying that the court's probably going to take, you know, less than 6 months, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 6 months or less. Now, the governor is a Republican, Nikki Haley, as you know, and she said that the case will be decided by the Supremes and that if the feds were doing their job, we wouldn't have to address illegal immigration reform at the state level, but until they do, we're going to keep fighting in South Carolina to be able to enforce our laws. We're back to the same square one. In this country, when somebody's stopped for something, should they be asked if they're in this country legally or not? And it's very strange to me because I think the last couple of places that I've worked, when I've had to do paperwork, I've had to practically give blood and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I am an American. It's crazy. I mean, all the copying Social Security cards and driver's licenses and passports and birth certificates and whatnot. And you think about it, and if you've ever been stopped for a traffic violation, what kind of questions are you asked? And I think the fear is, well, that's the challenge. The fear is that it would just be a quick way to throw out a net and just try to land everyone who looks different. So we go back to the whole profiling thing. And I, for one, can't wait to see what the Supreme Court decides on this. If the court stays, the makeup is the same. I don't know. I mean, because you've got, is it 5-4? Does it end up 5-4 in favor or against? I mean, clearly looking at it, the constitutionality, and looking at specifically what the Arizona law says, I'd say there's a good chance that that poor Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, doesn't get her way. But we'll see. This is going to be a particularly interesting moment, I think, for the justices. And I agree with Nikki Haley. At this point, it's all up to the states. It's on the states' back. If the state is bleeding because of the problem of illegal immigration, and you're where the buck stops, you're the governor, and ultimately legislation comes to you on your desk, and you're seeing what's happening, if this, in fact, is the case, I think you have an obligation to the people of that state. You have an obligation to stand up. You really do. So this is how this whole ball started to roll, especially in Arizona, because in Arizona they were being crushed under the weight of this problem, and nobody was doing anything. How many times did they turn to Homeland Security, to the feds, to anybody in the government, and they really didn't get anywhere near good customer service? They got no satisfaction. And isn't this what the federal government is supposed to do? That's why that was challenged in the first place. They're saying, it's our law. Forget about it. We're taking care of it. But they're not taking care of it. They're not doing that. All right, stay with us. We got a couple of great interviews coming up. So kick back, sip on that eggnog, and enjoy.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chestnuts roasting. Well, the end of the year means one thing. People start to get nervous because they start to think about taxes and what they need to get together for 401ks or for IRAs or what they deposited or if they're getting close to retirement. I mean, there's a zillion questions. I was just talking to somebody the other day about that, and I said, you got to listen to the show because we're having our retirement man on. In fact, our financial man on, Mike Bonacorsi. He always talks about getting you retirement ready. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Great, Kate. How about yourself?
Good. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Same to you. They came quick this year, didn't they?
Yes, they sure did. I'm wondering what happened to the summer. I still have flip-flops on.
it's just all of a sudden it went right directly from August till December 25th.
Yeah, no kidding. What is, and somebody wanted me specifically, it was Al who listens to us in Jackson, Mississippi. He knew you were coming on because I was talking about it on the show, and he wanted me to ask you that he put in his IRA, he's got something at Scott Trade, he put in $3,000. So he said it's the first time he's done it. Does he just put it down on his taxes? Does he have to have proof of it? What do you do?
Well, he's going to make the contribution to his IRA. Through Scott Trade, at the end of, sometime in May, he'll actually be issued what they call a 5498, which is a reporting form that shows his contribution that was made to the IRA and to the, IRS.
All right. So,
look for that. When he files his taxes, it will ask him, did you make a contribution, to your IRA? The type of IRA, and he'll designate that it was a traditional IRA. And then he'll also have to determine whether or not he qualifies for a deduction. And because not all IRA contributions qualify for a deduction. It depends on your income limits, and it depends whether or not you and or your spouse are active participants in a qualified plan like a 401k at work.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, okay, so that's great information. I'm sure a lot of people have the similar question. What do they do and what are they waiting for, especially if they're first-timers? It's always, when you first go through it, you know, there's always seems to be confusion as to what, where to put what and all that.
And just to give you, just to give them a little thought here, publication 590, I believe it's number 590 that comes out by the IRS, deals with IRAs and retirement plan contributions. That will tell them what the limitations are on income and also active plan participants, how much of a deduction they'll be able to take. Because depending on what your income is and whether or not you're a participant, your deduction is phased out. So, and off the top of my head, I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head, but 590. Also, when you open up an IRA, you're typically given a copy of a IRA prototype, which usually has that information on it there, too. So it's important when you go into tax time to, if you prepare your own taxes, to determine whether or not you qualify for that deduction. And, Kate, one thing I want to tell people, if you make a contribution to an IRA and you don't qualify for the deduction, don't panic. It's okay. You can do that. However, you need to keep good tax records, which is going to be your Form 8606. You're going to need to keep good tax records that are going to show that you made a after-tax contribution to your IRA. In other words, an IRA contribution that you didn't take a deduction for. Because if you don't, the IRS automatically assumes that all distributions from an IRA are pre-tax and subject to taxation. So you don't want to pay double taxes on that money. Very, 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 very important that you keep track of those records. Because in the end, it's the taxpayer that's responsible for this information.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great, great, great advice. And this is something that you and I have talked about before, but I get this question a lot, and probably it's because we opened Pandora's box when we started talking about it, but that's good. That means people are paying attention.
Yeah.
Frankly,
if we
get letters, that's a good thing. So the question becomes, do they do traditional or not? There's confusion still over what should I sign up for, which one should I sign up for?
The traditional or the Roth.
Yeah, well, or the Roth.
You know, here's one thing. Number one, if you partake in a qualified plan, you may not have the ability to take a deductible, make a deductible contribution to your IRA. So it's possible that the Roth would be the only one that really could be available to you. Now, remember, the Roth is funded with after-tax money. However, and you don't get a tax deduction, but the withdrawals for it are free. It's a very, very, very powerful tool. But that doesn't mean that the traditional IRA should go by the wayside. For those people who need a current deduction in taxes, if you think your tax rate is going to be lower in retirement than it is now, the traditional IRA can also be a very strong tool. In that case, you're putting in money in. Hopefully, you're getting a deduction for it. And it will grow tax deferred, and you pay the taxes on it later on. So it's really something that has to be weighed on an individual basis. There's no blanket answer as to which one is better. It really has to be on a situation by situation basis.
Yeah. If somebody comes into your office and they say, and they're starting from scratch, they're like there's a guy that emails us all the time. His name is Jake in Austin, and he asked me this question: if you're he's just turned 30. If you just turned 30, you got a little bit in savings, but you don't have a 401k. You're not in that kind of a profession, and you're looking for, geez, what do I do now? What are the first couple of things you tell someone in that boat where they're on the younger end of the spectrum?
Well, ideally, you want to put money away and take it and put it away into a vehicle, I think, that kind of keeps it out of your hands for as long as possible. And an IRA, whether it's a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, could give you that ability. If Jake needed a tax deduction along the way, a traditional IRA could work for him. if he thinks he's going to be in a lower tax bracket later on down the road, a traditional IRA. Whether he goes with a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, he can't go wrong in either direction. But I think that the most critical thing to do is to have the discipline to put money into this plan, whichever one you go with, to make sure that you put it in, either put it in on a monthly basis or have them make sure you have the money away each year to put as much money into it. And for those of us under 50 years old, that means $5,000 a year can go into an IRA. It has to be in there by April 15th, by tax filing time, to get a deduction for this year or to be able to get credit for it. However, putting that money away, whichever one you choose, putting that money away is the most important thing, having that discipline and to keep at it year after year after year. People think a lot of times that they're real, you know, the way money accumulates is through growth. But we've seen that over the past couple of years that sometimes growth is awful hard to get.
Right.
However, I like to talk to people, especially as they get on in life, and explain to them that the bulk of their savings, the bulk of their money accumulation, the older you get, is really going to come from the fact that you're putting money away, not necessarily for the growth. Because, you know, as you get older, you don't have 20, 30 years necessarily that money will sit there to grow. So the money that you put away in later years is important that you continue to take advantage of these plans and to max them out whenever possible, because really that's where your biggest growth is going to come from. It's going to be by the amount of money you put away, not necessarily the appreciation.
Yeah, the amount, and there is big confusion on that. I completely agree. You've been doing this for, you know, over 20 years because you were doing those retirement readiness seminars.
Sure.
What have you found is the biggest aha moment for people that they just didn't understand? Besides the one you just said, I think is one. But is there anything else that people just don't have a clue about and then they're shocked when you start to talk to them about it?
You know, it's funny, but it's kind of basic, but it really is that a lot of people don't realize how much money they leave on the table. Especially if people who have 401ks where the company matches their plan,
mm-hmm.
they don't realize that they should be putting at least enough money in there to take advantage of the company match. And a lot of people will, you know, a company may match 3%. And I see people all the time that are putting 1% and 2% in their retirement plans. Or they're telling me about it. And I'll say, why don't you put that extra percent in there? Your company is offering you money, and you're walking away from it. And it's something I talk about all the time, that if you get people to put that extra bit of money in there, because they don't realize that they're leaving money on the table. And I think that is one of the toughest things out there, especially younger people who really, you know, maybe money's a little bit tighter, but if they can just put that extra little bit away and take advantage of leaving that money on the table, I think that's big. The other thing is that as people get older, I love to see them take advantage of the catch-up options that are offered by their 401ks. If you participate in a 401k and you're over 50 years old, you can put away another $5,500 into your 401k as a catch-up.
Mm.
And if you contribute to IRAs, you can put an additional $1,000 a year in once you reach 50 years old.
Wow, so an additional $1,000, so that would be over 50-something,
or well, that's
$5,000.
$6,000.
Yes,
$6,000 to somebody over 50. And it's also, you can actually put in $22,000 to someone over 50 in a 401k. And that's
wow.
just the employee contribution.
Wow.
The employer contribution on top of that can make a big, big difference.
Boy, no kidding. Mike Bonacorsi, opening our eyes, getting us retirement ready. Mike, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Playoffs as remains to be seen. We got football action to talk about for sure coming up on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day as well. Who joins us each and every week? The Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com. Buddha, how you doing?
Just a few weeks left to make money, so we might as well get right down to business.
Boy, let's do it. Broncos and the Bills. Only reason I bring this game up is because, boy, the Bills, they started off hot and then they really, really soured quickly. Is there money to be made on this one with Denver by three?
I think there is. And, you know, I think what happened to Buffalo, Kate, was they started out first 4 to 5 weeks playing good ball, but then the film kind of caught up to them and teams started to realize they were one-dimensional. As soon as they locked down on them, the party was over. For me, I love Denver in this game. Actually, the Patriots last week over Denver was my double-down big play, and I thought that was easy pickings. But now coming into this game, I've said it all year with you, as soon as Tebow got the starting role, that he was going to beat teams that were the second tier and down. You know, you put him in a position where he can win, and he will find a way to win. Against those elite teams with elite quarterbacks, he was just going to be outgunned, and it would be too hard for him. But Buffalo, I don't even know if they're a second-tier team. They're probably below that. I think Denver -3 here is a Christmas gift.
Oh,
I like that. A Christmas gift. We like it. We'll take that one for sure. Cardinals and the Bengals, also a Christmas Eve game. They both have 1 o'clock kicks in the East, and Cincy is favored by 4. If you were going to lay money on this, I think this is kind of hard. I'm not sure where to go on this one.
Well, yeah, what happens at this time of the year is the lines get so sharp because the odds maker's idea of public perception really sharpens. Arizona's obviously on a roll. They're doing what they have to do to win. I said it last week. I think there'd be a quarterback controversy in Zona. I think that's exactly what we've got as Kevin Cobb masters the bounce pass. Look, I think if this were week 6, Cincinnati would probably be 7.5-point favorites. But these are two different teams than they were 10 weeks ago. Andy Dalton's hit the rookie wall while Arizona's playing simply great football. I'm taking the points here with Arizona. It's 4.5 now. I think you should take it early because this one's going down.
All right, Arizona. You like the way Arizona's playing. The other game that I think is intriguing is the Raiders and the Chiefs. KC of late turning the quarter, at least last week, by 2 their favored.
And, you know, they're in the playoff picture once again. This
crazy.
Is how bad that division is. I mean, teams just get in the playoffs by default. Yeah, look, I'm not buying the KC resurgence just yet. And Oakland, they need this game badly. I mean, this is a must, double must win for them with sugar on top. I say the Oakland Raiders bounce back here. They had a very tough loss last week on the last play of the game. I think they come back here and it's payback time, and that spells bad news for KC. I think their resurgence is short-lived. I think Oakland gets the money in this one.
All right, Oakland. Patriots, as you said, that was your big play last week, and it really worked for you. This time, though, you got the lowly fish, the Dolphins. What do you like? You like the Patriots
right,
to cover?
New England, yeah, New England's 10-point favorites here. Look, the one thing Miami has done consistently as of late is cover the spread. 7-1 the last 8 versus the Las Vegas number. It's a double-digit favorite here, but we know New England in December is a very, very tough out. But what I love about the Dolphins, they're in this situation where, you know, we see it with other teams as well, you know, where you fire the coach and all of a sudden the players make a late rally in the last 2 games of the season to kind of tell everybody, hey, you see, it wasn't our fault. It was just bad coaching. And we've seen this play out before. You get professional athletes that are motivated and they play a whole lot differently than when they're not. I'm gonna get crazy here. I'm gonna take the 10 points with Miami. I'm even gonna buy up a half a point because people don't realize 10 is a more likely number than 7. So I would buy that extra half a point, take 10.5 with Miami.
All right, you heard it from the Buddha's mouth. This one I've been dying to ask you about all week. The Jets are favored by 3, the Giants and the Jets.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in New York right now as we speak. There's a lot of trash talking in town here, depending on what side of the road that you're on. But I got to be honest, I think both of these teams are garbage, and neither one of them are worth your money. I'm more excited about Sunday's game, Knicks-Celtics, than I am about this game. And I'll be there, by the way, Christmas Day, front row with my son, 9 years old. It'll be his first Knicks game this year. And it's the opening game, so that's great. But look, let's get back to Jets-Giants. I look at the total, 46, and I say, you know what? This game, to me, is going to be a field goal fest. We're talking a defensive struggle, a slugfest. I mean, the Giants are going to be coming after Sanchez for his lunch money, and at the same time, the Jets pride themselves on defense. So, to me, 46 points is way, way too many points. I'm going under the total in this one.
All right, under the total. Another game that intrigues me is the Chargers and the Lions. And why? Because I can't figure these Chargers out. How do they even get 7 wins? Every time I watch the Chargers, Rivers looks terrible and North Turner looks nervous.
And they're in the playoff hunt once again.
Yes, yes.
North Turner showing up right on schedule, back 9. Look, you know, at the end of the day, they had the 3 wins in a row. The first 2 was against unimpressive teams. Last week's win was very impressive, and I had San Diego as well. I'm going to roll with San Diego here. This is the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde turnaround of the year. But it shouldn't surprise anyone because we've seen this movie before. We see it every single year with Norm Turner and the Funky Bunch. So for me, I'm going with San Diego once again. They are on the roll.
All right, San Diego, and this is another game I was dying to ask you about, and of course, NFC East, one of the that could be on the line here depending on what happens with the Giants and the Jets, but the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Right, I love this game. To me, I called the Eagles bounce back as soon as Vic came back. I felt that his team would rally around him, and they have. I think that Philadelphia beats Dallas here. I just don't bet Dallas in December. I'm sorry. You know, to me, they go from clutch to choke in December, year in and year out. I've been watching Romo's show now for too long. This has got Eagles written all over it. I'm taking Philadelphia.
All right, Philly in that one. 49ers and the Seahawks. 49ers 11-3, Seahawks 7-7. I mean, we've been trashing the Seahawks all year long, but they're hosting this one. Any chance that they prevail?
Yeah, and every now and then the Seahawks play great ball. They're a very tough team to put your finger on. But at the end of the day, I think that the coaching edge here goes to San Fran. A lot of people are looking at their quarterback and saying, wow, look at this turnaround for this kid. For me, it's all about the coaching, the system. This is a guy, you know, who's won at every level, college and pro. He's doing an amazing job at San Fran. And the thing of why coaching is so important is because when you get into a situation here where you're going into, you know, the last couple of weeks of the season, the thing that you need to do if you're a team like San Fran, who's obviously playoff bound and more, is play good ball going into the postseason. You don't want to have any letdowns or what we call lethargic wins. And only good coaches can take a team who's playing a team that normally you would overlook and get them up and motivated for it. I think that's the case in San Fran. I'm going to bet on San Fran in this one.
All right, San Fran, we move to the game on Sunday between Sunday night between the Bears and the Packers. Green Bay is favored by 13 in this one.
Right. Such a great game because, you know, Sunday night is...
What's your record this season? Pretty good.
Well, you know, records went out with the Beatles, and I'll tell you why. Because and my record's good, and we can get into that in a moment. But at the end of the day, each one of my plays is rated with a dollar amount. People can match that dollar amount to their own scale. You know, and I keep track of my plays that way so that I carry a certain bankroll, you know, forward year in and year out. And all I really want to do is win for the year. I don't care if my plays break even or if I lose two more bets than I win, so long as my bankroll is positive, meaning I'm winning my big plays and losing my small plays. And that's why I mentioned that the Patriots was a double down big play last week. Exactly. So at the end of the day, I mean, my bankroll is plus what I call 147 units for the year. So that's pretty good. And obviously a $10 better is up about $1,470 for the season. So not too shabby. And you got to realize, too, the average bet on the internet is about $15. So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. The bankroll's heavy. Buddha Man, you have a great holiday season.